man. But yeah.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Welcome to the 51st episode of Charlie and Me. We got a fun one lined up for everyone here. If you're not our friends and family, we aren't sure why you're listening, but we really appreciate it. If you are our friends and family, it'll be even more fun for you. Good old college friends lined up again, a little brotherly rivalry. It should be a blast. Was something funny, Charlie?
No, the back of my throat, not good. Oh. Not good.
I thought you were... Sorry.
No, I'm not laughing.
I thought you were laughing at me.
No, I was literally just coughing and trying not to be really loud.
Oh. Never mind. That's what FaceTimes are good for. Charlie, what'd you do this weekend?
I was at a bachelor party all weekend. Probably where I got this cough from.
You making out with guys or something?
No, just you know, not sleeping.
You can
just
do whatever you want.
Yeah. No, it was a hell of a time. We were in Minneapolis. It was great. Couple brewery tours, Top Golf. Met some new people. A lot of fun. And then on Sunday, almost everyone got stuck. Some people couldn't drive back.
Was it snowy?
No, it was the winds. I-35 was closed.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, it was closed yesterday.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Closed for like 48 hours.
Did you fly back well?
I flew. It was fine. I only had like an hour and a half delay. Oh. So it wasn't terrible. No. But they had because it was so windy, they could only use certain runways in O'Hare. So that really pinched things down.
Dang. I didn't realize how windy it was.
Okay. I got a bone to pick with the guy who sat next to me on the plane, though.
Yeah, I like it. Let's go.
So, I was pretty tired, so I just got on the plane and passed out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, woke up to the announcement saying we're delayed, sitting on the tarmac for however long it takes. I'm like, oh, whatever, I'll just go back to sleep. went back to sleep. And then all of a sudden, we start moving. I'm like, oh, cool. Just went back to sleep. And then the guy next to me starts tapping me. We just landed, man. Wake up. Like, oh, no way. I was so out of it. I was like, oh, sweet. And I looked at my watch. I was like, God dang it. And I'm like, but maybe I'm out of it. Pull up my phone. No, we were still in Minneapolis. We were on the taxiway to the runway. We hadn't taken off yet. And I looked over at him. I think thought he was serious. I think he must have been going through something. Because he just, like, never acknowledged me the rest of the flight. I'm like, really? Really?
That guy just messed with you and then just let it go.
Yeah, and then didn't. Yeah.
Wow. That's kind of a ballsy move. And then just to not say anything afterwards, like, ah, sorry, just kidding. Or like, yeah. Oh, my bad. Like, I thought we did.
I was so out of it, too. When I answered, I was like, what? And he goes, we landed. I'm like, what? Dude, we're here. What? We're in Chicago. Oh, sweet. Thanks.
Cool. Yeah, awesome.
And then I was like, no, we're not. God, what dang the hell? It.
Dang, I thought it was going to be like a story about... That's actually kind of impressive, but I thought you were going to say, like, oh, like, he was in my way the whole time, like, kicking me or something. But no, he just hit you and woke you up.
We had a seat between us.
Oh. So you guys had places to lean. Like, you guys to lean over on top of each other.
I was lounging. I was sprawled out. I was very comfortable.
Wow, nice. Nice. Go American, right?
Sure. I don't know what you just said.
Wasn't it American? You don't fly.
Oh,
American?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I said go American. That's all I said.
Oh, yeah. Go American. That's all your tickets. I love it.
Fly Delta. My weekend was pretty good. Went to my first Bulls game. It was pretty interesting.
I didn't ask.
I know you didn't, but I was going to tell you anyway. Went to my first Bulls game. The Bulls beat the Celtics, surprisingly.
They won?
Yeah, they beat the Celtics by like 20.
I don't even look at their scores.
No, anymore. I stopped looking at them too, and I was just like, oh, this will be fun. Tickets were cheap, and went and the freaking won. It was unbelievable. I was in shock. But the whole time, I had an issue with the guy next to me. Not really. This sounds like a really asshole thing to say, but I'm sitting in the nosebleeds. But they weren't too bad. It was the upper deck, but I could still see mostly everything. Like, I've been in a lot of upper decks where you can't see anything. This was nice. You could actually see. But the guy who sat next to me, one, was a Celtics fan, which kind of expected. Two, was just a rather large guy and basically took up half of my seat too. And never like never even like said like, hey man, like sorry if I'm in your way at all. Or like, you know, like you don't have to, I don't care. I can put up with it. But like maybe just say like, hey, sorry. Like, sorry about it. But I mean, whatever.
Were there any open seats around you?
No, actually, it was surprisingly full house.
Good for the Bulls.
And then then I was walking back down to the West Loop and got caught in a thunderstorm in the middle of February.
It rained here?
There was thunder and lightning, legitimately. A big clap of thunder and then just pouring rain. I was like, God damn it.
Damn, I missed it.
I'm just trying to stand in line to wait for a bar. Like, golly, but it was interesting. First time going to the Madhouse in Madison, so that was pretty fun. Now I want to go to a hockey game.
Then I gotta go to a Blackhawks game.
Gotta make it.
God, they kind of pissed their season down the leg.
They did. They were almost there, and then they turned around and lost it all.
Just like
lose
that.
To the Avalanche, lose to somebody Dallas. Else. Dallas. I watched the Dallas game. I didn't watch the Avalanche game on Friday, but golly.
That was a tough one. Tough one to swallow.
Didn't feel good, but I guess they have a couple more games before the season's over, right?
Yeah, I got like 20, 15.
Maybe we can catch one.
Deal. Maybe you'll pay your debts.
We are looking for sponsors to sponsor the first Charlie and me hockey game. Just like pay us, and then Charlie and I will go to the hockey game. So
we'll write on our undershirts your Twitter handle.
Yeah, on our undershirts.
No promise those shirts will see the light of day, but we'll write it on there.
Yeah, we'll write them on our undershirts. I don't really wear an undershirt. I'll just write it on my chest. But
Sharpie.
Just Sharpie on my chest, and I'll write people's Twitter handles. No one's going to see them, but I'll still write them on my chest for you guys. So
you'll have the pride.
Or Venmo. I'll write your Venmo handles, too. You know, no one's going to see them, but you can Venmo. Oh, they can just Venmo us money.
That's something to think about, people.
Yeah, just so you guys know. Send us maybe a couple dollars here there. We can scrape them together.
Yeah, we accept.
We accept your money. All right, after begging for money, we got a podium for everyone here. Things you forget to pack before you go on a trip.
This is
kind of serious stuff, because this always happens. I always forget one thing, and I like triple check before. Well, another thing is I also pack the night before, like every time.
Oh, I'm a big day of packer now. I'm just like, grab and throw. I'm good. Let's go.
But that's pretty much how my night before packing is. Like, it's not like I'm preparing the night before. I'm pretty much just throwing a bunch of stuff into a bag and saying, this will be great. This will all work.
What could go wrong?
Yeah, nothing could happen wrong here. And then, oh, God, I just always forget something. So, ready? Here's your coin.
Tails. It's heads.
Oh, all right, I'll go. My first one, dress socks. I forget to pack. I wear a lot of dress socks, and I always forget to pack them. I don't know why. I'll pack like my athletic socks for running shoes or something, but I'll always forget to pack my dress socks.
I mean, I had socks in general, so yeah, it's a big problem. I get to the place where I'm at, just the socks I have on my feet.
And then I have to wear them for like 3 days.
By the end, they get stanky.
And I have no shame in admitting that I've definitely worn my socks for 3 days in a row because I forgot to pack some pairs.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible.
My number one culprit, deodorant.
I had that one too.
Deodorant. I always forget deodorant.
Okay, so I keep my deodorant in a different spot where I keep my toothpaste and stuff.
Yeah, same here.
So I always forget to throw out my bag when I'm packing my toothpaste. But that being said, I also forget just my toothpaste and not my toothbrush. Like, I have my toothbrush and I'm like, oh shit, well, hopefully someone else has toothpaste. So I'm that guy.
You can usually bum off someone.
That's one of those things where I usually am lucky enough where I just like steal it from some of my friends that I'm with or like my family. When I go with my family, I also forget to pack. Go ahead. I forgot. I don't want to say it. I don't want to say your last one.
Chris would pack his underwear a lot.
No.
I'm a belt. I always forget belts. Especially when it's in the summer or whatnot.
Yeah.
And like you're wearing like athletic clothes or something when you're packing. And then I always forget to grab a belt. And then I'll go and put pants on. I'm like, now you have to do the untucked
shirt. Yeah, you can't tuck a shirt in without a belt. You just look like
no
a noob.
So, yeah.
Dude, yeah, no, that's... I usually have a belt with me, but I can see how that happens.
I've done it on multiple golfing trips, too. That's not fun.
Ooh, you got to have one golfing. My golf shorts are also, like, a little bit too big, so I have to wear a belt or else they fall off. So, pretty much some of my golf shorts just have a belt, like, attached. I have a couple different golf belts, and I just leave them in the golf shorts. I had a pretty good honorable mention that I wanted to bring up, but I slid too quick into toothpaste. Swim trunks.
See,
whenever you go someplace at the hotel, I always forget swim trunks.
A great answer.
Swim trunk. I go places with a hotel all the time, and I'm always like, "Oh, I should have brought. Oh, dang it! I forgot my swim trunks. Like, literally, I can't even do anything now."
For the longest time, though, if you were packing your running stuff, always a guarantee fallback if you need to.
Yeah, you always had fallback, but now if you're not with other runners, it's just kind of weird to show up.
It's really weird.
Yeah, you're like, "Oh, dude, I can pretty much see right through your shorts almost." Yeah. So swim trunks. What I was gonna say was.
Hey, I get a third, don't I?
You've already said you're third.
What did I say?
Oh, never mind. I thought we agreed on deodorant. Sorry, I forgot that. I thought that was mine.
Yeah, you thief. Undershirts, though. Big undershirt forgetter.
Yep.
And then you'll go to, like, some formal event or type thing, and you're like, and you're like wearing a singlet underneath your shirt or something.
I literally know that feeling all too well. I just got really sidetracked because the person next door to my apartment just had their fire alarm going off. I'm not sure if you guys heard that at all.
I did.
I was like, oh crap. Am I going to have to evacuate mid-episode? That would have been kind of funny.
Evacuation.
Sounds like it stopped, so I'm imagining that everything's okay. Although I don't think my fire alarms work, so if I start smelling smoke, I'm just going to dip. Oh, what I was forgetting, though, before you said undershirts, which was a pretty good one, but I don't wear undershirts, so I always forget them. Body wash. Or, like, shampoo. Like, stuff inside the shower. I always forget to bring that. Luckily, hotels have it, but...
I always forget to bring it home. I'm really good at bringing it to where I'm going, and then just leave it there.
That sucks.
So...
So if I'm staying at someone's house, you can almost guarantee that I already used your shampoo and body wash. Like, sorry. I'll pay you the nickel that my two pumps are worth.
You're not sorry.
Not sorry. Not really.
No, not at all.
No regrets on that one, but now I'm gonna make sure I keep this list close because I'm gone for out of town for a couple weekends here, and I gotta make sure that I remember all these things. What was that? Like? Was undershirts and then what was it? Body wash. Thanks. Got them all written down now. Let's jump in the interview here, and we'll have some fun, a little sibling rap. All right, now we welcome on brother of the last guest. They can argue about who's better, but Zach and Nia, Zach. Welcome on the 51st episode, so it's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's a very big deal.
But yeah, welcome on, we're happy to have you here, and yeah.
Let's get cracking.
Let's get cracking. The first question, I know you've listened to a couple interviews, or one at least, but the first question we ask anyone that comes onto the show is, what's your favorite Charlie and Me moment? And it doesn't have to be exclusive to one or the other. Well, both of us, I should say, but yes to one or the other.
I really like the spelling bees you guys do.
Yeah?
Are you
a good speller?
I don't know if I would class myself as a good speller. I consider myself a smart person.
We'll find out.
I was like... those words that, like, I was thinking about this today, actually, like, maintenance, like, I was trying to spell that today, and I was like, I don't know how to spell maintenance.
It's not easy.
Words. Yeah.
That's definitely the biggest struggle, and I have the most fun listening to everyone do it, and I'm really glad I haven't been put in the spot yet. But someday it might turn around, but not today.
I tried to turn around with trivia, Grant. You suck at trivia.
I wasn't very good at trivia when we did trivia, and it just turned out to not be that fun for me. So,
yeah. Yeah, how I feel those, every time.
Yeah, when you start running into those teams, you can just rap answers, and you're, I was just here for the beer. What's going on?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that's the only reason I did trivia was because there was beer there.
Yeah, so. You're like, oh, I'm in last place. How did that happen?
I went for the $5 pizzas, so it's like three meals for $5. I'm like, yeah, I'll go. Dips. All right, next question. What was your favorite spot to go to while going out when you're at school?
I guess it would have to be plums. I mean, I don't really know. Maybe OGs, actually. I'm going to switch it to OGs.
You can say OGs now because it's gone.
All right.
Yeah, it's gone. Yeah, I heard. And the Wild O is gone, isn't it?
The Wild Onions, yeah, well, it switched ownership. I don't know if it's gone, but the O'Gara's got torn down.
Yeah, probably OG's just because the space factor was the biggest.
Yeah. You weren't quite a button there.
Yeah, I'm not a huge guy being squished into a bar, so I'll have to go with that.
Yeah, plums was definitely tough. When you got shoved in the corner. Or what about Sweet Peas?
I was going to say Sweet Peas is up there.
Yeah, good. Yeah, although one of the best moments definitely happened at Plums when they always played Pour Some Sugar on Me, as you guys probably know.
Pour Some Sugar on what?
Pour Some Sugar on Me. The song?
Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, they always played that there, and Doug once got up on a chair and just ate shit so hard. Like he hit the ground harder than I've ever seen a human being. His looked bloody. I was like, how is this even possible? He fell like 3 feet. How did you hit the ground this hard?
Oh my god. Did he go through concussion protocol?
No, he hit the ground. It was like he just like crumpled to the ground.
Oh god.
He's yelling timber.
That's actually pretty awesome. We'll have to ask Doug about that next time we see him.
Grant, what's your favorite spot?
That's tough. I have to kind of agree with OGs just for like the legacy factor. It's gone now. People can't respect it the way we used to not respect it. And the bus was easy.
Yeah, that was a big key, the bus, yeah. Because there was no spot that was, like, super convenient to get to, so...
Yeah, and then it just got filled with people. The back area was pretty gross. The front bar is pretty fun. Yeah. But, you know, there's times for both. So, probably OGs. Charlie, what's yours?
Sweet Peas was mine, by far. Free popcorn.
Free food is always gonna up the ante, for sure.
That's true. That's a game changer.
Plus, they took Flex at Sweet Peas.
Oh, true.
Oh, yeah, that's very true. I didn't even think of that. Dang. I usually had blown through all my flex at Damani's within a week, so.
We had to budget it out, but every once in a while, it's like,
There was definitely availability there. So you're a big Packers fan, right?
Yeah.
Well, what do you hate more than? Being the Cubs being really good or the Bears being really good?
I'd have to say right now it's the Cubs. Just because I live in Milwaukee and it's just a little closer to home.
Yeah.
Especially with the Cubs fans coming to Miller Park, it is infuriating. They're all so annoying. They're hot shit. There was a game last year I went to with a few friends against the Cubs. Brewers were up 1-0 game. 1-0 and they blew. Ended up losing like 2-1 or something like that, and actually we had before the game, during the game. So the entire game we were talking a lot of shit to many Cubs fans around us. And then the ninth inning they blew it, and we got really heckled. But
I bet.
But yeah, I think right now the Cubs for sure. I don't really see the Bears as a threat to me yet. I think that's part of the reason. They haven't been good in so long. Yeah, so they had a good year, but it's been so long that we'll see, maybe.
It'll come back. I'm excited for that rivalry to spark back up because it's been a tough couple years to be a Bears fan, but back to the Cubs.
Ever since they went Cutler left, it's just been downhill.
Yeah, ever since Cutler left. We need Cutler back. But how do you – I mean, I'm sure you're pretty excited, but what is it, only Wisconsin residents and they sold out all the Cubs – Krubs Brewers tickets? Only Wisconsin residents could buy them at Miller Park?
Yeah, last year they had like a pre-sale for Wisconsin residents, so like they went on sale like a week or two ahead of when they just sold single game tickets. I don't really care what they want to do. I mean, in the end, it's a business. I don't really care if the Cubs fans want to come and pay like 3 times ticket prices.
That's spoken like a true Ricketts.
But I didn't hear that they sold out, but I think it backfired on them last year because I think there was more Cubs fans last year just because they heard that and were like, oh, we're going to tickets.
Yeah.
But I think this year definitely actually will be a little different. The expectations for the Brewers last year weren't very high at all, so I don't think there was a lot of preseason excitement, but this year there's definitely a ton of preseason excitement, so
yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's a lot more Brewers fans at those games this year.
Although I will say the first game opening, or spring training, Cubs took it against the Brewers.
Yeah, the Brewers beat the Cubs last year in the first game of spring training, so
ooh.
We're 1-1 in openers. I specifically remember it because I was texting a Cubs friend of mine.
Oh, okay. Fair.
But Brewers won the Cactus League last year, too, so defending champs of Cactus League.
Yeah, yeah. Well, season hasn't started yet, so.
Do you want to get in on our bet we made?
Yeah. Do you want to hop in the bet? 90. So I have the over-under.
Addicted to gambling, so yeah, I'll probably do it.
I have the over-under for the Cubs at 96.5. I picked the over. Everyone else picked the under. It's $5 to get in.
I mean, I'm not going to take the over.
You're going to take the under?
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to bet like for the Cubs.
Okay, well, 96.5, so that's it. I could win 15 bucks, or I could lose 15 bucks now, because Sam's got the other one, and Charlie's got the other one.
See, I think it's going to be really tough in NL Central. I wouldn't be surprised if no one got there, just because of how good the division is.
I think 93, 94 could win the division.
I think that is a very, very real possibility with how good the division is.
Well, I got high expectations, so. Because, hey, you got to come down for a game. I told Sam the same thing.
Yeah, I'd love to. I've only been to Wrigley Field 2 or 3 times, I think. Never for a Bruins. So.
Maybe you'll have to come down for one of those and we can heckle the shit out of you.
Be a bleacher bum.
Yeah, I'll do that.
All right. Zach, what was your, when you're growing up, what's one like sports memory that always just sticks out in your head, either watching or playing or anything?
I mean, it's more recent, but the Packers Super Bowl 20. I mean, that was awesome.
Any specific play in the game?
For me, honestly, for whatever reason, I remember two different plays. There's the play where Charles Woodson got hurt just before the first half ended, and I remember thinking, oh, shit. if we lose this game because Trevor had already gotten hurt, Charles Woodson just got hurt. I was like, this cannot be happening. Like, how are we possibly going to win this game without Charles? He's our best player on defense and our leader. And then later in the game, the Clay Matthews fumble, which I know is obviously a big play in that game.
Oh, yeah.
But after he recovered that, I was like, oh, shit, like, we might win this game.
I bet the tensions were high. I can't even imagine. You know, last time I saw the Bears in the Super Bowl, Devin Hester returned a kick against Adam Vinatieri in the kickoff, and that was pretty exciting.
Yeah. That was the same year that it happened in the college game. I don't remember who was playing in the college game, but it was Ohio State and someone, I think.
Yeah.
And turned it for the opening, kickoff for a touchdown, and they lost. So I just remember thinking, oh, Bears are going to lose that one.
All right. Well, I was pretty excited. I have a picture of that in my room, so still hold on to it. Best memory of Devin Hester, I think.
Yeah. When you're Chicago sports fans coming in second place, you gotta cherish those memories.
Fair enough. All right. Switching off sports for a second. If a penguin, are you like at your house right now, just like sitting on the couch?
Yeah.
All right. If a penguin walked through your door right now wearing a sombrero, what's he say to you, and why is he there?
I mean, my brain goes to it's too damn hot for a penguin to just be walking around out here. That's just where my brain goes immediately.
That's a good Happy Gilmore. I like it. Oh, was that Billy Madison? Yeah, I figured.
Yeah.
He plays the same character in like every movie. It always throws
me off. It's all relative. Yeah.
Yeah, it's that guy.
Yeah, I love it. I don't even know what I would do. I'd probably freak out. Why was he there, though?
Yeah. I mean, you have to I mean, if you just are like, yeah, Penguin's wearing a sombrero, what's up? And you don't react to that, you're either extremely high or you just have seen some shit in your life.
I love it. I love it. Hey, Zach. You didn't.
What's up?
You lived with Doug in the house. Was it like on Cleveland? What house was that?
Yeah, 112 Cleveland.
112 Cleveland. So were you at OCP? No, you were at your. It was your mom's Mother's Day thing too. Damn.
Same mom, Grant.
I forgot. You remember when we threw an outdoor conference party, or Doug threw outdoor conference party at your house, like 30 minutes before?
Didn't tell us. Yeah. No, we were not there. Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of depressing. I forgot Stern was the only one there. So next question. Yeah, sorry.
Couch. I don't count.
All right.
The final question during this question part is the tattoo question. If you were to get a tattoo, what would it be, and where would you put it? Grant's face is a pretty good option.
Anywhere, any person.
No, you could put it on yourself.
I mean, you could put it on yourself.
You could, I guess you could put. Actually, I like it. Anywhere on any person. Yeah, go.
I put like Bruce Springsteen sucks on Doug's forehead or something.
That's actually probably one of the best answers we had. I like it.
Doug loves his Bruce.
So.
I'm sorry to go off tangent here, but did you ever listen to the podcast he was on when he was doing the band thing?
He was doing a band thing?
No, it's Bruce Springsteen fan podcast that he listens to, and he was like a Patreon, so he was.
He got on one of those podcasts?
Yeah.
We're gonna have to try.
He sounded so nervous. It was one of the worst interviews I've ever heard in my life. Like, Doug loves Bruce Springsteen. He's got a lot of Bruce Springsteen knowledge. He would be an awesome guest, but he was so nervous. He told us when he went to a Bruce Springsteen concert with Jackson. And it was right around, I want to say it was right around the anniversary of 9/11. So they're like, he's for sure going to play Born in the USA. Let's bring our American flag, and maybe he'll take it and put it on and bring it on stage with him. And the guys were like, oh, like, are we about to hear a story where Bruce Springsteen takes these guys' flag up on stage? And Doug is like leading up to this story. Like, I had heard the story, and he was doing a good job. And I was like, oh, shit, I don't remember this. Did they get the flag on stage? And then he just ends it by going, yeah, and a security ticket from us, but luckily we got it back after the concert. And I was like, you could tell the guys were like, what? Why did you just tell us this story?
We're going to have to find that and play it back just for fun, but I love it.
Like, I'm sure he has it on like a hyperlink somewhere. So
I'm gonna ask him for it as soon as we hang up. Well, in your podcast debut, you're also hopping on your first spelling bee, I think.
Okay.
So the rules are basically ask Charlie a question, and then if he spells it correctly, it's his point. If he doesn't, you get to steal it. Then you get a question. Same thing. Second round, you get your own word, and then it should be over. Hopefully someone spelled a word right by then. Or two words would be better. But all right, Charlie, your first word is sequins.
Like the shiny things? Or like something strung together is in a sequence?
No, sequins, like the shiny things.
Okay.
Like your skirt has sequins on it.
Sequins. Oh, come on, man.
I found this word and was really excited about it.
You're killing me. Sequins. C spot run. Sequins. Come on, man.
Okay, come on. Give us something.
Sequinse.
Wrong.
I was just going to say S-E-Q-U-I-N-S.
That's correct.
I got that close.
I was shocked for a second because I thought Charlie had it, but Zach got the first one.
Dang it.
Zach, you can put this one away pretty quickly here. Your word now is sensational.
Oh, come on.
This would be a sensational win.
All right. Bonal.
That's correct.
I want to make record reflect. Right. I had that on my paper too.
You had it, but you didn't get it. So that's a spelling bee champ.
You got paper in front of you spelling it out?
Yeah, that's not illegal. He can spell it out.
That's so much easier. Wow, I should have done that.
We don't tell a lot of our guests that because I like to give Charlie an upper hand.
Yeah,
but
it's not an upper hand. It's just a hand.
That's the hardest part about the spelling bee for me is like I have to like remember what I'm saying in my own brain.
Yeah, that's probably the most difficult part. But we don't tell a lot of people that they're allowed to write it out. So hopefully no one's listening us long.
Yeah, they hung up when the Doug story started.
Well, Zach, thanks for coming on. This was a lot of fun. We'll have to have you got in. You and Sam can duke it out for who had like the best Charlie Me podcast. It's back to back, so.
I mean, you said when we were texting earlier, you said rival. A rival would imply that there's some sort of competition going on.
Yeah, I mean,
I didn't just blow them out of the water.
Whoever gets more views.
Yeah, whoever. Well, we'll tell you. True. We'll tell you who gets more views. We'll throw it up on a little Twitter poll.
Download it 1,000 times.
It's like refresh.
I love it. I love it. Well, thanks for coming on, Zach. It was a lot of fun.
Thanks, Zach.
In Milwaukee, hit me up.
We definitely will.
Last time you weren't here, you didn't do that.
Yeah, that was. I've been in Milwaukee for a very short amount of times and very, very, very short mentally.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
So, all right, Zach. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
All right, that was Zach Ania.
What's so funny about that, Grant? Zach's a nice guy.
Zach's a super nice guy. I had a great time. I'm glad that I can win $15 if the Cubs just win 97 games, and I'll be a happy boy.
Thing is, I'll be happy too.
Yeah, I know. It's like kind of the perfect way to bet for you. For me, I put a lot of expectations, but whatever. It'll be a lot of fun.
Peaks and valleys.
Maybe I'll just have to go to like, you know, 80 home games.
Sure. Have fun being broke.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, let me just spend my salary on season tickets. That'd be great.
The thing is, you could sell half those and make your money back so easily.
I know. If you actually get season tickets, we should just put our names on the list.
Just start that process.
Yeah. Baseball's too close, man. I'm ready for it. Anyway, Charlie.
Grant, you need to go first.
I'm going to go first this time so I don't mess it up.
You need redemption.
Are you ready? This is going to be a good quote. I was reading Warren Buffett. Or I was reading the Berkshire Hathaway 10K, his annual letter.
You okay there? Getting sick?
Truly good businesses are exceptionally hard to find. Selling any you're lucky enough to own makes no sense at all. That's my boy. Bye, Burke B. Baby B's.
Can you say that again?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not done.
I'm listening. If anything you're lucky enough to have, makes no sense at all. Enunciate. Yo,
say your fucking quote. Let's go.
I legit wanted to hear yours again, but never mind.
Truly good businesses are exceptionally hard to find. Selling any you're lucky enough to own makes no sense at all.
Okay, thank you. I kind of spaced out in the middle of it the first time.
Well, just listen to it again when you listen to this podcast before you go to bed.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, mine is: if you cannot do great things, do small things in a great way. By Napoleon Hill.
Nice. I don't know who that is at all.
Neither do I, but that's a good quote.
Yeah, yeah.
We do small things in a great way.
Yeah, this podcast is very small, but we're doing it great.
Doing it great. Deuces.
Deuces.